So the Gordie Howe Bridge will, in fact, open. There was some negotiations happening between the United States on tolls and things of that ilk, and it will open.
On the 27th of this month.
So that's great news.
Yeah.
Great news. But one of the things, one of the concerns on the U.S. side, and actually we talked about it up at Mackinac Island with Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens. Mm-hmm. They were partnering on legislation to prohibit any Chinese vehicles made in China coming into the United States over our borders. Well, obviously, this is one of our borders.
Uh-huh.
And it's become a particular concern because of the deal that Canada and China have made to bring in more Chinese-made vehicles, tens of thousands of them.
Yes.
And so the concern is, would they be able to come across the border into the United States and conduct some sort of surveillance, some sort of espionage, you know,
any
sort of information gathering when they shouldn't be here is a real concern. So let's talk about it with Jamie Butters, the expert automotive journalist with the Butters Bureau and the host of WJR's Auto Town, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. Jamie, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
So now with the Gordie Howe Bridge going to open for sure, we have a date. What does the concern level rise that these vehicles are going to make their way into Michigan?
You know, vehicles, the Gordie Howe Bridge isn't a huge factor in that. It does make the border a little more free-flowing. But, of course, we have the tunnel. We have the Ambassador Bridge. We have a border with Mexico where they already have a lot of Chinese cars. And there are Chinese cars coming to the U.S. every day on the southern border. So it does make it a little easier for Chinese cars to get here. It doesn't exactly change the game, but the concern is real.
Jamie, Bill Ford, you know, made a pretty striking comment. He said that, you know, we can't expect to keep China out forever. Is he acknowledging the inevitable, or is he just trying to wake up the auto industry here in America?
I think it's a little of both. I think it's both. You know, we do need to try to keep China out, keep the Chinese cars out because of the security concerns, but also to keep them out as economic players to the extent that they have an unfair system.
I mean,
their cars are, you know, so for now, but yeah, I mean, they're building that EV, they're working on that EV truck, $30,000 truck in Louisville to try to be ready to compete because you can't keep competition out forever.
I mean, he also said that Detroit has to beat China at his own game. I mean, what exactly is their game? Is it, you know, the low prices, better technology, faster innovation?
Yes.
All of the above, right?
The other thing with it, I would say, and this is the really important part, a big part of how China got where it is in EVs, is that they've spent decades developing supply chains for the minerals, you know, and... Again, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be like going on and on about like USMCA kind of stuff, but like we need Canada because they have the more of the lithium, the graphite, they have the minerals up in their mountains. If we could get that out, I mean, it takes, of course, you know how long it takes, whether it's in the US or Canada, to get a mine going, to get a place to refine dirty minerals. People don't really like them. It's hard to get those things going. It takes years and years. That's what we have to do. As a economy, U.S., North America, however you want to scale it, we have to find a way to make sure that we're not dependent on China for graphite, for lithium, for, you know, simple chips and things that they can control the whole supply chain of the globe. So that's where we have to really beat them at their own game. We have to, you know, staff up and build up our industry to match them and not be so dependent on them.
Well, and do we even have the infrastructure in place to monitor this, right? So, yeah, the Gordie Howe Bridge is going to create yet another border crossing here between Michigan and Canada. But at the same time, do we have staff in place? Do we have the technology in place to be able to identify these vehicles that aren't welcome yet here in the United States from coming across?
I think it's doable. I don't think it's not in place. If it was... we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
But, you know, with this, the Commerce Department rule that is designed to keep Chinese cars out, that doesn't fully take effect yet. And we'll see if Congress can pass a law. And there are bipartisan efforts to address this with a law, not just presented by the executive branch. So, but with the VIN numbers, it shouldn't be impossible. It might slow things down if we have to check every car and make sure where it originated and turn the ones that are made in China back around, but it should be doable.
You know, and consumers always say that they want lower prices. I'm wondering if a Chinese EV showed up with some great technology, maybe the price tag about $10,000 lower than the competition, you think Americans would buy it despite the political concerns?
Maybe. You know, what I think, if it's $10,000, you know, maybe not. But I was just out at the Center for Auto Research, had their management briefing seminars. You know, they had an electric vehicle that competes with the Porsche Macan EV, and it was one-third the price. So, you know, maybe for 20% off, maybe they wouldn't go for it. Mm-hmm. But if it's less than half the price, yeah, a lot of people will buy them.
Interesting stuff. Jamie Betters, always appreciate your insight. Make sure you catch Jamie's show, Auto Town, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. Here on WGR. Jamie, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. No, I think if you're talking about the prices that these cars are costing, mm-hmm. and again, they wouldn't be quite this price here in the United States, but if they were $25,000,
$28,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people are buying those things.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking.
How much useless crap have you gotten off Amazon that is, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I know exactly what you mean.
It would be the same way if it's that much cheaper. You could buy two cars in the span of, 8 years and still have it be cheaper
than,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that I think people would flock to it. And that's why the concern is not only the national security side of things, but protecting our industry here in the United States. 7 o'clock hour, get you caught up on the headlines. It's JR Morning.